Philadelphia's Christmas Village is an annual tradition. Each year, vendors set up Love Park to sell everything from art to handmade accessories to baked treats. This year, a new initiative made it possible for local vendors to have space in the market. They're excited to be there for the first time. WHYY's Elizabeth Estrada has this Friday's feel-good story.
Near the iconic Love sculpture, a new attraction has popped up. Three converted shipping containers. On the outside, they're painted with colorful stripes and flowers. On the inside, they're filled with merchandise from local vendors of color. Felicia Harris is one of those vendors. She sells organic teas and candles. She's also the founder of Magic Makers, a collective helping to bring other small business owners of color to the holiday market.
Our focus has been to make sure that Black and brown businesses have an opportunity to participate in this year's Christmas Village at a very, very affordable rate.
They do that by sharing space. Next to Felicia, three Mexican entrepreneurs split a container. They sell imported and homemade items, ponchos, embroidered clothing, and home decor. Tanya Green started Pieces of Mi Alma as a hobby and feels proud to be at the market.
After staying home with five children for 10 years, it feels like it's liberating. And to make a difference as an immigrant minority, it's a blessing.
Then there's Shanti Mayers, owner of the Sable Collective. She's glad there's a space at the city's holiday market that centers Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
I'm just really excited for people to see all the gorgeous, gorgeous products that local folks have put their hands on and put their energy into. And if you want to shop for gifts, this is the place to be.
The Christmas Village at Love Park is now open. You can stop by 7 days a week until December 24th. WHYY News, Elizabeth Estrada.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año.